This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Defense Department chief says an Army officer has no reason to fear retribution for testifying before Congress in the impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
During a trip to New York, Defense Secretary Mark Esper was asked about potential retribution against Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman. Esper responded, the Pentagon has protections for whistleblowers and says Vindman or anyone else who comes forward shouldn't have any fear of retaliation. Vindman is a Ukraine specialist at the White House who testified about concerns President Trump was delaying military aid to Ukraine while pressing that country to investigate political rivals. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Washington, D.C. and the rest of the region are bracing for wintry weather weeks ahead of the official start of the season. VOA's Lattice Ahook with details.
In addition to snow, many East Coast states have been hit by unusually cold weather. A so-called Arctic blast swept from the north last week, bringing freezing temperatures across two-thirds of the eastern states. Another one is expected to hit this week, bringing record-breaking low temperatures to many eastern states, extending as far south as the states of Florida and Texas by Wednesday. Larissa Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
The United States government is applauding the resignation of Bolivian President Evo Morales and rejecting assertions by several countries, including Mexico, that he was forced out by a coup. U.S. President Trump, in a statement, called Morales' departure a significant moment for democracy in the Western Hemisphere. After nearly 14 years and his recent attempt to override the Bolivian constitution and the will of the people, Morales' departure preserves democracy and paves the way for Bolivian people to have their voices heard. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan visits Washington, D.C. this week to meet with President Trump. It's a meeting some consider an opportunity to reset relations that have been strained over numerous policy differences. Turkey's military operation against the Syrian Kurdish militia, the YPG, is expected to top the agenda. Ankara designates the YPG as terrorists, but the militia is a crucial ally in the U.S.-led war against Islamic State. Meanwhile, as Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports, we're seeing more action from Erdogan before the planned meeting.
Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan is following through on a promise to start deporting captured Islamic State fighters back to their home countries, mostly in Europe and the United States. Turkish media is reporting that an American jihadist and a German have been expelled and will follow with more. Turkey eventually plans to get rid of about 2,500 militants. Many were previously held by Kurdish forces before the Turkish offensive forced the Kurds out. It's not yet clear where the prisoners are being transported or how the Western countries are reacting. Several have previously refused to take back the militants and have even revoked their citizenship.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. In a highly unusual move, the tiny West African nation of the Gambia on Monday filed a lawsuit against Myanmar, accusing it of perpetrating a genocide of ethnic Rohingya Muslims, which forced hundreds of thousands to flee the Asian nation. VOA's Margaret Bashir.
Starting in August 2017, more than 700,000 Rohingya Muslims quickly fled a scorched earth campaign unleashed by the Myanmar military in response to attacks by Muslim militants inside Myanmar that killed a dozen police officers. Survivors crossed the border into Bangladesh, where they gave harrowing accounts of massacres, rape, murder, and villages burned to the ground. They continued to live there in a massive refugee camp, too afraid to return to their villages in Myanmar. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Uranium particles have been detected in an undeclared nuclear site in Iran, the United Nations nuclear watchdog said on Monday. In a confidential report obtained by news agencies, the International Atomic Energy Agency confirmed the man-made uranium particles had been discovered without revealing the location of the undeclared site. The report also confirmed that Iran is enriching uranium at its underground Fordow facility, a site where under the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers, it had agreed not to carry out any enrichment or enrichment-related research. The U.S. pulled out of the nuclear agreement last year. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.